let's just pull this off.
Today's daf is daf ches. We're going to begin on daf zayin on the base, three lines from the bottom. Omle Rav Yitzchak Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Nachman, my tamal yosem ma'al bei knishta. Litzuyei. Why don't you come to shul to daven? Omle lo yichilna. I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to get out of the house. Omle. So he asked him, lich nefil amar asar v'litzli. Why don't we gather 10 people together for you and we'll daven in the house? Omle trichel milsa. So the two pshatim in trichel milsa. One pshat is, I don't want to bother people to be matriach them to come to the house. Or another pshat, it's difficult for me to get people to come to the house. Ask the Gemara v'leim ma'al l'shluch de tzibura. What at least you should do is you should ask the gabai that be'idna de matzli tzibura at the same time when they're davening in the shul, la'isiv lo'idei l'mar. They should come and notify you that davening. Amalei ma'iku le'hai. So you ask them, why are you so anxious that tefillah b'tzibur, Amalei, so he responded, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ma'idik Siv, Vanis Filosa Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzoin, I daven to Hashem in a special time when you're satisfied, Eimetzai Eis Ratzoin, when is the time which is particularly pleasing to Hashem, B'shoa Shatzibur Mispalim, at the time that the tzibur is davening, even if somebody can't make it to the minyan, he should at least try to daven at the same time. Rav Yosef, Rav Chanin, Alam Mahacha. Koyama Hashem, the Pasuk says, so says Hashem, B'tzoyin, B'reis, Rotzen, and Isicha. I answer your prayers in a special time, which is when the Tzibur is davening. Rav Acha, Rav Chanin, Alam Mahacha. Hein Kel Kaber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaber, he loves a Tzibur, V'layimas, he doesn't despise or ignore the tefillah. The Ksiv says another pasuk, Pada b'shalom nafshi, I redeem my soul with peace, mikarvli, ki rabim hayu imadi, because it was with a rabbin. So again, the same concept of a rabbin. Tanya nami hochi, that nos nami b'nayin she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mayis b'tfilosin shel rabbin. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't despise ever? He, on the contrary, appreciates the tefillah of a tzibur. Shneim ahen ke'el kabi v'layimas, the ksiv, pada b'shalom nafshi mikarvli. So, that's the halach l'maisa. The halach l'maisa is, of course, it's most preferable to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But if somebody is unable to daven tefillah b'tzibur, he should at least daven, the halach is, he should at least daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. There's an interesting shayla in the poskim like this. What happens if somebody on Shabbos wakes up really late? And when he comes to shul and he's still up to shachris, they're already up to musaf. So he's davening shachris and they're davening musaf. Is that called tefillah b'tzibur? The Mishnah Berurah says it's not called tefillah b'tzibur, but there are other poskim that say it can be considered tefillah b'tzibur. Another interesting shayla that I saw, that Moshe Feinstein has in Igros Moshe, which is pretty common shaila. Let's say there are two chiyuvim in a shul. Two people have yartzeit, or two aveilim. And the question is, should they make two minyanim? Each chiyuv wants to daven by himself, as a shliach tzibur. So the question is, should they make two minyanim or one? And Rav Moshe says, because of the Gemara that we learned today, that speaks about the importance of tefillah b'tzibur and how crucial tefillah b'tzibur is, he says the chiv of davening of an oval davening as a shliach tzibur or yartzeit is a minig. Kaddish they're going to say anyway. This is more important. This is more important than tefillah b'tzibur. Continues the Gemara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kalaisik b'tayrug milz chesodim." Anybody who learns and does chesed or mispalim at tzibur and is makbet to daven tefillah b'tzibur, mala ani olav kilo padani li, as if he has redeemed me ulabonai my children mebein ha'umay shoylam from the nations of the world. Amar Reish Lakish. Anybody who has a shul in his city, doesn't enter it to daven, he's considered a bad neighbor. Shnemar, Koy Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Akol Shokhni Haroim and all the bad neighbors, Hanoigim Benachla Shinchaltis Amis Yisrael, that affect adversely the place that I have given Klai Yisrael's inheritance, which is the Shul. Floyd, Ashigorim Golos Loy Lubonov. He causes that he and his children, Shechas V'Shon, go into Golos. Shinemar, the pastor continues, Hin in the night Shamal Ad Mosam, I will remove them from the land, Beis Yehuda, Etosh Metorcham, and the house of Yehuda I will remove from them. Continues the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, they told Rabbi Yochanan, Ikas Savi V'Bavo. There are old people that live in Bavo. Tom of Omar, so he couldn't understand it. Because we say every day in the Kriya Shema, Reman Yirbu Yumechem Mevenechem, if we Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, we will be Zoichet for ourselves and our children a long life, but our Adoman, that's Yisrael Ksiv. Our Bechutz Laretz Loi, but not in Chutz Laretz. So how is it possible in Chutz Laretz? Kivin the Amrilei, but when they were told, Mekadmi or Mechashki Lebeis Knishta, that they get up early and stay late in Shul, Amra Hainada Hanilei. That's what helps them. And the Mashal explains, because the Gemara Masechet Megillah says that a Siden bought the Knesiyos or bought the Midrashah Sheba Chutz Laretz, that all the shuls from Chutz Laretz will end up in Eretz Yisrael. So the person who's in a shul in Chutz Laretz is already in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it's Mekayim Al Hadoma. Kram Rabbi Shul of Nei, like Rabbi Shul ben Levi said to his children, Kedimu v'chashichu, get up early and stay late, v'aylu l'bei knishta, and then go to shul, kehechu d'tarechu chayi, that you should be zaychat a long life. Om Rabbi Achim Rabbi Chanina Maikra, what is the apostle for this? Asha Adam Shemeili, who praise the person who listened to me, lishkaid adosoysai, to be by my doors, yoim yoim. Lishma mezuzas beisach. He stays by the doors of my house. The ksiv asrein. The pasuk continues. Kimoit say moitzachaim. Whoever does this will find life, long life. So I saw a beautiful pshat. In Hebrew, the word door. There are two ways of saying the word door in Hebrew: delas and pesach. When do you use the word delas? When do you use the word pesach? The word delas is used by a closed door, and the word pesach is used by an open door. So this is pshat. Ashi Adam Shemei Lishkoi Dasoisai. He comes to the base Knesset when it's still Dasoisai, when the doors are closed. And he stays there, Lishma Mezuzah Tischi, and he remains in the shul as long as the doors are open. So he stays there all day. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. La'olim Yikonis Adam Shnei Pesachim Beis Knesset. A person should walk in, Pesach Pesach in the Gemara, after two doors into a shul. Ask the Gemara Shnei Pesachim Salkadaitach. Why do you have to have two doors to the shul? El Eimer, Shir Shnei Pesachim, the Shir of two Pesachim, Vakak Tispala. So there are three Pshatim in this Gemara, and every Pshat is Halacha L'maisa. One Pshat is Shir Shnei Pesachim, the amount of time it takes to walk Shnei Pesachim, the amount of time it takes to walk eight Tefachim. Why? Because a person shouldn't walk into shul and just start davening. He should take a moment to reflect before he davens. That's one Halacha. Another Halacha is, he shouldn't sit right by the door. Why shouldn't he sit right by the door? So there are two reasons. One is that it looks like davening is something that's a burden to him and he wants to get out right away. If you walk into the shul, it shows a chshivas. So if that's the halacha, let's say your makom kavua, we spoke about a makom kavua a few times, is by the door, so it's not a problem because it doesn't look like you want to run out. That's where your seat is. A third pshat is that if you're sitting at the door, you're going to be looking outside all the time and not concentrating on davening. But if it's in a place where the door doesn't open to outside, a lot of shuls have like a little foyer before, so then you are allowed to sit by the door because there's nothing to see outside anyway. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Azois yispal kol chaser elecho leis mitzah. Every devout person should daven to you for a time of finding. What does that mean? Amar Rav Chanina leis mitzah suisha. A person should daven to Hashem for a good wife. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Matzi Isha, somebody finds a good wife, Matzi Taif, he finds goodness. The Gemara says, Maroven et Yisrael, Kinosev Inish Itasa, when a person married a wife, Amalei Haki, they used to ask them like this, Matzah or Maitza? What was by you? Was it Matzah? Is your situation a situation of matzah? As the Pasuk says, matzah isha, matzah toy. If somebody finds a good wife, he found goodness. The Yothuk Rosh Hashem, he obviously found Rotzon from Hashem, or Moitz Diksevim, Moitz Ani Mami Mavas as Isha. There's nothing more bitter than a beard wife. So the Mefarshim say, Motza means is a Lashon Avar, found in the past. Moitz is a Lashon Hover, something present. So they say like this, if somebody is Zoich and he has a good wife, say thanks Hashem. But Motza, something happened in the past. I Baruch Hashem was lucky, I was Zoich, I had a good wife. But if somebody unfortunately has a bad wife, Moitza, every day is a problem. So that's why you say the word Moitza by a bad wife. The Chavetz Chaim asks one question. He asks, isn't this Lashon Hara? Isn't it a Lashon Hara to ask a person what kind of wife you have? And another question that all the Mefarshim say, the Gemara says, Kinosa Vitasa. As soon as they get married, they ask. During the Shavuot Brachos, everything is great. That's not the time to ask. So the Nesiva says that this wasn't a question. It was really a comment. The person, the perspective and the hashkofen, the attitude that you take to your marriage, that's the kind of marriage you're going to have. If you're going to have a healthy attitude to your marriage, then it'll be Matzah Isha Matzah Taif. If you don't have a healthy attitude and you don't act appropriately, it'll be Maitzi. So it's not a question, it's more of a speech. It's interesting, I saw in a sefer yesterday a minhag from Rav Kiva Eger that the chassan by the chasna used to cut the challah and give out mitzis. Why? Because he wanted to get rid of the mitzi and he wanted to have the matzah. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nosson Amar, what's the eis mitzoy? Mitzoy is a Torah, it refers to Torah. Shinana ka mitzay mitzah chayim. Person should damit Hashem to be zoycha to learn Torah. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar leis mitzoy zumisa. You have to have mazel even when a person leaves the world. He should leave, he should not have a difficult death. Shinema, Lamavois Taitsos, Tani Nami Hochi, Teishemes Vishloishmina Misa Niver Vailam. There are 903 different ways for a person to die. Shinema, the Pasuk says Lamavois Taitsos, and Taitsos Vigmatri Hochi Avi, Taitsos Vigmatri 903. Kosh Shabakulan, the most difficult death is Askra. Askra means to die from asphyxiation. Nicha shebekulin is neshika, a kiss. Askra damni kichizra begava de amr de luchuri nashra. It's like after you pick up a ball of cotton, you pick up a ball of cotton from the floor and it has thorns in it, and you have to try to pull them out, which is quite difficult. Vika damri, what does that feel like? Kibetur b'fi veishit. Sometimes you have a hole in a boat and you're trying to stick through a rope. And the rope is too thick, or you like, if you, the example we always use is a needle, and you're trying to stick through a thread through a small hole. Neshika damya, how does neshika feel? Kamashka binsa mechabot. Let's say a hair fell into a cup of milk, and you're trying to pull out the hair. Rabbi Yochanan Amar leis mitzah zu kfura. To have mazel, even that he should be buried properly with respect in a good place. Amar Rav Chanina Maikra. Hasmeichim alai, people who are happy with God, Gil Yosisu will be very happy, kiyim to cover, that they'll find the proper burial place. Amar Rabbi Barav Shela, Hamri Damri, Inchi, this is what people say, Leboy Inish Rachmi, a person has to daven, Afilu Ad Zibula Besraisa Shalma, that even the last piece of earth that they put on top of him, when they bury him, it should go well. Rav Zutra Amar, what does Leis Mitzoy mean? So, Zabesaki say. Their bathrooms weren't in the house. They didn't have modern sewage and bathrooms in the homes. So you should have luck that you should live and be in a place with his facilities close and nearby. Amr Marav and Etzisro, they said, Hod Mazutra, what Mazutra said, that La'es Mitzoy means Besakisa Edifim Akula is the most important thing. Omele Rav from Rapapa. Rav said to Rav from Rapapa, Lay Malon, Ma, please, Rebbe, teach me, Mahani Mili Ma'alsa, from these good, important teachings, Damit Mishmei the Rav Chizda, that you heard in the name of Chizda, the Mil the Beknishta, that concerned Shul. Omele, Hochi Amar of Chizda, Maidik Siv, this is what it says in Pasuk. Oy Vashem Shoret Tzion, Memkol Mishkan Yisyakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Shoret Tzion more than all the other places where Yaakov dwell. Oy Vashem Shorem HaMetzion B'Halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the places where people learn Halacha Torah, Yosef and Batik Nisiyos and Batik Midrashis, more than anywhere else, because the place where people learn Hashem's Torah is extremely important to him. From when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, does not have only halacha where people learn. That's why Amar Abaya, Mereish Harvi Gesinim of Goy Beisi, I used to learn at home, Umetzilim of Beiknisht and Davin and Shul, Kim the Shman of Lahadam Rav Chibar Ami, Mishmeid Ula. Once I heard this saying, the Meyam Shechar Beis Amigdosh, Ein Lo Elak Rishpach Ba'alamay, Ela Abba Amish Allah Levad, that the Hashem only now has the place where people learn Torah, by Metzilna, Ela Hechad Gesinah. I was careful to Davin where I learned. And the Gemara says, Rav Ami Rav Asi, Afagav the Havlit place of a Knisht Bitferia, Ravami Ravasi, even though there were 13 shuls in Tferia, Lematzlu, they would only daven Ella Beni Amude in the between the pillars, Hechadav Garsi. So Mefarshim explained not only did they daven where they learned, but they davened in the same seat in which they learned. Because since we see now how important it is to Hashem people learning, so they, and Hashem wants you to daven there, so they will not but have the same seat for davening and learning. It's better somebody who enjoys the fruits of his labor, even more than somebody's a Yerushmaim. How is a Yerushmaim described? Ashi ish Yiras Hashem, praises the person who has Yerushmaim. Somebody who enjoys the fruit of his labor, what does the pasuk say? You will enjoy, if you eat the fruit of your labor, Ashrecha, you will be praised, the Toivlach. Ashrecha, Boilam Hazen, this world, the Toivlach, you'll have a good, Loilam Haba. Lugabi Yerushmaim, it doesn't say Ashrecha, the Toivlach. It only says, Lugabi Yerushmaim, the Toivlach, like Sibba, it only says Ashrei. So what's Pshat? I mean, we know, this is a difficult Gemara, we know that the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Shoyal Mimach, what does Hashem ask from us? Ki Im Liroi Soi. The only thing Hashem asks from us is to fear Him. So he was saying that this working is more important than fearing Him. So Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is, a person goes to work, anybody in any job, in any business, realizes that everything's Min Hashemayim. The best way to reach Yerushalayim is to come to work with all the challenges and all the headaches, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. That's the biggest way for Yerushalayim. Gol ha'nenem yigiyah kapoy. You know why yigiyah kapoy? You know why working is so important? Because yoysim Yerushalayim, that's how you'll get more Yerushalayim. Another pshat that the Mashah says, Masech Techulin, is very interesting. He says it's referring to a person that has a shaila on something to eat, if you're allowed to eat it or not. So if a person doesn't know how to learn, what does he do? He has a shayla, he's machmer, he doesn't eat. But let's say somebody knows how to learn, and he could figure out if it's permissible to eat. So then, he worked on getting a heter. It's yoysim Yerushalayim, because the Yerushalayim will only have oilam haba. And this person will even have oilam hazeb, because he'll be able to eat. Continues the Gemara. V'am Rav Chiya bar Ami b'shmei d'ula. L'oilam yodar adam makam rabbi. A person should live in the same place as his Rebbe. Because Shekhoz Mach Shimi Bagera Kayim, Shimi Bagera was the Rebbe of Shlomo Melech, Vainosa Shlomo's Bas Paroi. Shlomo did not marry the Bas Paroi, who was Egyptian. As soon as he passed away, that's when he married Bas Paroi. Asked the Gemara Vatanya Al Yidor that you should not live in the same place as your Rebbe. Answers the Gemara Loi Kasha. Hard the Kayiflay, if you're going to listen to your Rebbe, it's good to live where he lives. Hard the Loi Kayiflay, then it's better not to live with him. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna by Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ami. May the Ksiv, Oizve Hashem Yichlu, those that leave Hashem will be destroyed. Zem Aniyach Sefer Torah V'yotze. Somebody who leaves the Sefer Torah, and as the Sefer Torah is open for Kriyas HaTorah and leaves. Rav Avu and Nofek Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Rav Avu, if he had to leave, was careful to go out only between Aliyahs. Doi Rav Papa, ask Rav Papa, what is the Alokh Ben Psukah L'Psukah Ma'al? Because in those days when they did Kriyas HaTorah, they used to lane, and then they had a meturgamin who would say the targum. Are you allowed to walk out while the meturgamin is saying the targum? So the Gemara says, Teiku. The Gemara doesn't answer it. The Gemara says, Rav Sheshes Mahade Api Vigoris. Rav Sheshes, while they did Kriyas HaTorah, would turn around his face and learn. We're doing what we have to do, and they're doing what they have to do. So Tysus right away asks, how could he do that? A person's supposed to be listening to Kriyas HaTorah. So Tysus, there's a number of terutzim. Either he had already heard Kriyas HaTorah, or another terut says that he was Tarasoyim Nasoy. Rav Sheshet was a person who we'll speak about later in the Masechta, was in the category of Tarasoyim Nasoy, that all he did was learn, who doesn't have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Or a third shot is that Rav Sheshet was blind. So since he was blind, the only person that's mechuyim Kriyas HaTorah is somebody who himself can read the Torah. If he's blind, he can't read, so he didn't have to have the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, so he could turn around. Continues the Gemara. Amar Huna by Yehuda Merami. La'olam yashlim adam parshiyos v'tzibur shnayim mikvecha targum. Person has to every week do shnayim mikvecha targum, meaning that every pasuk should be said twice and the targum. How it should be done? There are a lot of menhagim. The two primary menhagim, either to do each pasuk twice and then the targum on it, or to do a parasha, meaning till you have a pei or a samach, the chumash once, the chumash twice, and then the targum a third time. There are other menhagim. There's one minhag to do the whole parasha once, and another the whole parasha twice, and then the whole targum once. The chazanish had a minhag. Interesting that he did a pasuk of chumash, then he did a pasuk of targum, and then he did a pasuk of chumash. Continues the Gemara on Daf Ches and Beis. Afila Teres V'Divayin. Even words like a Teres V'Divayin, which are the names of a city, so there's no targum on those words because there's no definition. It's the name of a city. Still, you should say it. If there's no targum, say the thing the third time. Shekol Hamashul Parshiyos Min Tzibur. Anyone who's careful to do this, Marich Alam Yomim V'Shnoisav. He's Zoicha Tarichus Yomim. The Ben Yoyada asks, what's Yom V'Shnoisav? We want to say he has a Rich Shem, why do we say Yom HaVishnoisov? So he says, life has two aspects to it. There's a qualitative aspect, that you should have a good life. There's a quantitative aspect, you should have a long life. My Rich Yom HaV, the days that he's here will be good days, qualitatively. Vishnoisov, and quantitatively, he'll live a long life. Rabbi Rabbi Sovel HaShmuna LaParshiyosa. Rabbi Rabbi wanted to do Shnai Mikravach Targum for the whole year, the Kula Shata for the whole year, the Malad Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. Tarnalai Chiba Ramadifti. So Chiba Ramadifti told him, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vanisim es Nash Yosechim, this Pasuk refers to Yom Kippur, Vanisim es Nash Yosechim should be in pain, but Tishal Chodesh L'Erev, the ninth of Tishrei at night. Which the obvious question, the Chiba Tishrei Masanim, is Yom Kippur on the ninth? The Levasar Masanim, Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei. Eloi Melcha, what we're trying to teach, is Kola Oich Vashayis Vachi, whoever eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, Ma'al Lava Kosov, Kil Masan Shiva Sir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it like he ate, like he fasted 2 days. In other words, Erev Yom Kippur is a time for eating and drinking. It's not a time to start doing Shnai Mikravecha Targum for the whole year. So it's inappropriate, he told him. Sova Lagduni. So he wanted to do sometimes, he wanted to take a week or two, and during that week or two he'll do Shnai Mikravecha Targum for the whole year and finished. Amalei Husaba. So Husaba, an elder, told him, Tanina, Ovad Shlayagdim Shlayakha. Don't do the Pasha before the week and don't do it after. K'amalu Rav Yishuv ben Levi l'bnei, like Rav Yishuv ben Levi told his children, Ashlima Pasha Saichem at Tzibur, do every week Sedra with the Tzibur that's doing that Sedra, Shnai Mikravecha Targum. And that is the halacha. We begin like this. Pasha Shmos begins with the words Ve'ela Shmos. What does Ve'ela Shmos stand for? V'chayiv Adam Loimer HaPasha Shnai Mikravecha Targum. That's the remez in the Torah for Shnai Mikravecha Targum. The most preferable way to do it is to have it done before you eat the Shabbos Suda by day. When could you begin? Taisa says you can begin from Mincha of that Shabbos. That means if this week's Pasha is Pasha's Pekudei, from this week's Shabbos Mincha on, you could start Pasha's Vayikra. And preferably have it done before Pasha's Vayikra, for the Shabbos Suda lunch. Interesting, the Paiskim say, let's say you came home from shul, and you hadn't finished Shnai Mikravecha Targum, so you want to sit down and finish it. So the Paiskim say it's very, very nice, but if you have guests who are waiting, then you should do it after the Suda, or if it's coming close to Chatzos, the person should eat Suda Shabbos before Chatzos, because you're allowed to do Shnayim Rekha Targum certainly till the Tuesday after Shabbos, and with the other you can do it till Simchas Torah. That's why the halacha is that we know Chas V'Shalom there was an Ovel, and Ovel's not supposed to learn. But Shnayim Rekha Targum, most Pais can say they are allowed to do, because you're supposed to do every week's parasha that week. So on the Shabbos, during the Shiva, Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is permissible. The only thing is, if you do Shnayim Mikvecha Targum with Rashi, which the Mishnah Berurah says is very preferable, that an Ovel shouldn't do. The next thing he said, Ton, was this Haru Veridim. When you shecht an animal, so we learned, and we will learn in Masechta Chulin, that what has to be geshechten is the Kana and Veshet, which is the esophagus and the trachea. But on the side of the on the side there are the veridin. The veridin are the carotid arteries. The carotid arteries have a lot of blood. Since we know you have to try to get that blood out of the chicken or out of the animal, so he said cut those veins, and that's those arteries, and that's how you'll be able to expel the blood. The carotid arteries should be cut. They're not part of the shechita. It's only for getting out the blood. That's why it says in Masechta Chulin, if you're anyway going to be cutting up the chicken or the animal, it's not as important. This harum, be careful, with an elder who forgot his learning, because he unfortunately got sick. That meaning, luchais, just like the luchais, also the shivrei luchais, the first luchais that Moshe Rabbeinu broke, both of them were menachas b'aron, were in the aron, to show us the respect that we should give for something that's even unfortunately broken. Amla Rav Lebnei, Rav told his children, Kasha atem choichtem basar, if you're cutting meat, al techtu agav yad, don't cut it when the meat is on your hand. Ikadam Rishim Sakana, because you could cut yourself. Ikadam Rishim Kilkel Suda, even if you don't hurt yourself seriously, but you may prick yourself, and the blood will go on the meat, and nobody's going to eat from that meat. Valteshua Mita Aramis, we'll explain this in a second. Valtabra Akuri Beis Akneset B'Shoshet Siva Mispalim. Valteshua Mita Aramis, don't sit on the bed of an Aramis of an Armenian woman. Ikadamri, what does that mean? L'signable Krishna. Don't go to sleep without saying Krishna Lamita, which we already discussed. Vikadamri loitin sabu giyorta. Don't marry a giyorus. Vikadamri aramis mamish. Means a non-Jewish woman. Why? Those idolaters. Why? Shemais the rapapa. The rapapa ozul gabe aramis. He came to this woman's house. Hatsilei mita. To put out a couch. Amle shev. So she asked him, why don't you sit down? Amle eni yoshev. I won't sit down. Actually, take me some mita. Until you pick up the cushions, the bedspread. Higbiya some mita. They picked it up, a matzusham tinik mess, and a dead child was found. And the Medrash explains, because these people owed Rapapa money. So what they wanted to do was, they killed a child, they put it on the bed, and they wanted that Rapapa should sit down on the bed, and that they would tell him, you killed a child, and will blackmail him that will disclose it unless you forgive us the debt. Mikan Amru Chacham Asu Leishva Mita Aramis. Now I sit down on such a bed and let you check what's doing. The next thing he told him was Valtavra Churi Beis Knesses. Don't walk behind the shul. B'shosh at Sivim Spalim. Masailer of Yishuv and Levi. Damri Yishuv and Levi. Asu La Adam Shiava Churi Beis Knesses. A person is not allowed to walk behind the shul. B'shosh at Sivim Spalim when the tzibur is davening. Why? Because it looks like everybody is davening and you don't want to participate. Therefore, Amar Baya, V'lai Amar Adlek Be Knishta Achrina, when there is no other shul in town. Avalik Be Knishta Achrina, if there's another shul, less lumbar. Because people aren't going to accuse you that you're not participating. They're going to say, you're going to the other shul. I skipped. When there is no other door, if there's another door, people are going to say, you're not coming in through this entrance, you're using the other entrance. Now we say again, there was no other shul. It also wasn't said if he's not carrying a package, or he's not running. Because if he's carrying the package or running, people will say, he obviously has something very important that he has to take care of, and that's why he couldn't join us for davening. Or, if he's not wearing tefillin. But if he's wearing tefillin, it's obvious that he certainly wants to daven, just for some reason he can't now. If any of these situations are there, there's no problem walking by the shul when they're davening. Tanya Amar B'Kiva. B'Kiva said, I appreciate three characteristics, three midos that I see by the medayim. When they cut meat, they cut it on the table, not on the hand, like we learned before. When one person gives another person a kiss, they kiss on the hand, because it's more sanitary than kissing on the face. When they have to speak about something confidentially, they speak about it only outdoors. Omer of Adbar have a micro. Where do we find this in the Torah? The Torah says that Yaakov Avinu wanted to leave Laban's house, and he wanted to discuss it with his wives, Rachel and Leah. So what did he do? The pasuk says, "V'yishlach Yaakov." Yaakov called for Yikra l'Rachel Leah. He called Rachel Leah. He said, "Let's talk in the field." The Sefer Chassidim says this is the makar that we say that walls have ears. Tanya. The three things I like the Persians. They eat with manners. When they go to the bathroom, they act modestly. When they have marital relations, they also act with modesty. Continues the Gemara. I commanded to Mekdashim, to those who are designated. This refers to the Persayim. Hamukdashim umuzumanim l'gehenim. They are designated to go gehenim. So Pshat in the Gemara is like this. Here we just said nice things about the Pesayim. So the Gemara says, don't get the wrong idea. The Pesayim were a terrible Rishoyim, and they did terrible things to the Jewish people. But even though they are terrible people, there are good things to learn from them. So you should take the good, learn the good things from them, and what's not good, obviously don't. We go back to the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, a machlokes, a disagreement till when is Zman Krishma. Rebbe Elazar, as we said, we explained this already, said till Shofar Shmei Rishonah, till the end of the first Shmei, which we said the end of the first third of the night. Rebbe Gamliel said till Amud HaShachar, till dawn. So the Gemara says, Am Yehuda Mishmol Alocha Ker Gamliel. The Alocha is like Ker Gamliel, that says till Amud HaShachar. So the Mefarshim will explain, and we're going to learn this tomorrow. Really, the halacha is that you should say it till chatzos. Why? Because that's what the chum say. So how come our Gemara is saying halacha krim gemuyel? Because as we explained when we learned in the Mishnah, the basis for krishma shel arvis is the word b'shachbucha, when you go to sleep. We said as a machlokes, what does b'shachbucha mean? Rabbi Elazar said b'shachbucha means when you go to sleep, which he said is the first third of the night. Rabbi Gamliel said while you're sleeping, which is the whole night. The Chachamim agree with Rav Gamliel's definition of B'Shach B'cha. They really agree that you should say it till dawn. They just have a new concept of Kedei L'Hachak Adam and Aveira. This Gemara, when it says Halach Gamliel, means to tell us that the right definition, L'Halach L'Maisa, of B'Shach B'cha is while you're sleeping. Tanya, Rav Shim Ben Yoich Yomer, Parmish Adam Kairish Krishma Shtei Pam B'Layla, it could come out that a person will read Krishma twice in the night, Achas Kodim She'al Amud HaShachar, once before dawn, V'achas La'achas She'al Amud HaShachar, once after dawn, V'yoytze Ben Yedei Chavosoi, and he will have accomplished his obligation of Achas Shoyoyim V'achas Shalayla, of the Krishma Shoyoyim and the Krishma of night. Ask the Gemara immediately. Hagufa Kasha. Amrit, first you say, Padam Sh'adam Kari Krishma Shtepam B'Layla. The person's reading Krishma twice at night, Alma, so obviously, La'achashi Alamur HaShachar, after dawn, Lailahu, is still considered night. The Hadatani, and immediately you say, Yoytzebe Dei Chavasoi, Achashi Yoyim V'achashi Laila, that you fulfill your obligation of day and night. So if you're fulfilling your obligation, Alma Yamamahu. So what is it? Is it day or is it night? Says the Gemara, Lailam Lailahu, till nets, until sunrise is night. The hard the karla yoyim, so why is it being called day? The ikka inchi the kaim b'hayshata. The makar for krishma shel shachris is uf kumecha. It doesn't say yoyim, it doesn't say yishalein krishma by day. If it said yishalein krishma by day, so you could have, according to this version of the Gemara, you would have to wait for the nets, you would have to wait for sunrise. The Torah uses the word b'kumech, when you get up. Since there are people that get up after dawn, even though it's still considered night, you could already say Krishma Shoyoin. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Mishum Levi, Halacha Krav Shimon Ben Yoichi, this is Taka da Halacha. Ikad Maslahad Rav Acha Bar Chanina Ha, on this version of the Braisa. The Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Yoichi, Oimer, Mishum Rav Kiva, Pamish Adam Kaya Krishma, Shtei Pam Biyoin, you say Krishma twice during the day, Achas Kaya Ben Etzachama, Bachas Lacha Netzachama, once before sunrise and once after sunrise, Vaitz Beiden Chavasai, and he accomplishes his obligation. Achas Shoyoyim Vachas Shalayla, of the Krishma Shoyoyim, the Krishma Shalayla. Ask the Gemara again, Hagufa Kasha. You said, Amrit, you said, Pamish Adam Kaya Krishma Shtei Pam Biyoyim. You sang Krishma twice by day. Almost, obviously, you hold Koidim Netzachama, before sunrise, Yamamahu, is already day. Vahadatani, Yotzbe Yidei Chavasa Shoyoyim. Vacha Shalayla, Acha Shoyoyim, Vacha Shalayla, you're doing the nighttime obligation. Amalailahu, so what is it, day or night? Answers the Gemara, Oilam Yamamahu. It's really considered day. Why is the time between dawn and sunrise considered night? The Inka Inish, the Gona Bahishata. There are people that sleep then. Amr of Akhar of Chanina, Amr of Mishub and Levi, Halacha Kerv Shim and Shamar of Shim of Kiva. That's the Halacha. So the Rajba asked the question, are these two versions of the Gemara, one said before dawn and after dawn, and the other version had before sunrise and after sunrise, arguing, or could those two versions really be together? So when we look into Shulchan Aruch, and this is what the Rajba says, these two versions can live together. However, you can't do both. That means, let's say somebody didn't say Krishma Shal Arvis till whatever reason, we'll have soon a Gemara like that, till sunrise, but it's till dawn, but it's before sunrise. He could still say Krishma Shal Arvis. But that person, that day, can no longer use that time to Krishma Shal Shakras. If you consider it, it's a period of 72 minutes from dawn to sunrise. If you consider today is Tuesday, if you consider today from dawn to sunrise, this morning, that time, night, and you say Krishma Shal Arvis, then you have to wait for after sunrise to say Krishma Shal Shakras. On the other hand, if you said Krishma Shal Arvis before dawn, if for whatever reason you don't know if you're going to be able to say Krishma Shal Shakras later, you're getting up early and you may not be able to do it, then you can't say Krishma Shal Shakras in the period between dawn and sunrise. On Rav Zeira, Uvach Lo Yom Hashkiveinu. So the way Rashi explains Rav Zeira is as follows. We go back to the previous Gemara, that we said that you're allowed to say Krishma Shal Arvis before Amud HaShachar, before dawn. So of that Rav Zeira says, but if you're saying it that late, close to dawn, then you shouldn't say Ashkivenu, because Ashkivenu means we're going to sleep. It's ready close to dawn. It's not the time when people generally go to sleep. Tosfos has two problems with Rashi's Pshat. He says, before dawn is night. So if it's night, why can't you say Ashkivenu? Secondly, Tosfos says, if Rav Zeira was going on the first version, then the Gemara should have said Rav Zeira right there. Why do we wait for the second version? So Tosfos says, and this is the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that it's going on the second version, that even though we're saying that after dawn, before sunrise, b'di'eved, you could say Krishma Shal Arvis, but at that time, which is already after dawn, don't say Ashkivenu, because nobody's, that's too late to say I'm going to sleep. So Gemara says, "Kiosav Yitzchak by Yosef, Amah Hader of Achbar of Chanina, Amar of Shoyu ben Levi, Lab beferishitma." We never heard him explicitly say this. El mechlalitma. We only saw it from a story. The Hu Zugad Rabbanan, the Shtaka Belul Bereid of Shum ben Levi. There were two Torah students that got intoxicated by the wedding of Shum ben Levi's son. And they didn't say Krishma till they didn't have a chance to say Krishma. Asla kameder of Shum Levi, am kedai Rav Shimon lismach lo b'shasat chak. You can rely on Rav Shimon in such a situation and say Krishma until the nets, until sunrise. All the mefarshim ask in our Mishnah, it says that Rav Gamliel only allowed his children to say Krishma until the Amud HaShachar, till dawn, and here it says you could say it till the nets. Why? If the halach is till the nets, why didn't Rav Gamliel say till the nets? So I saw two answers. One answer is, these people went to a behilula bereid. They went to a wedding. Going to a wedding is a sudas mitzvah. since it was a Sudas Mitzvah, they were more lenient and let them stay till the Nets. And our Mishnah doesn't say they went to a wedding. It says they went to a Mishnah. They went to a party. A party is not as good of an excuse to let you say Krishma so late. The Pnei Yeshua says a different answer. Pnei Yeshua says that in our Mishnah, the children of Rav Gamliel had already said Krishma. They just davened Ma'ariv early, in the early Zman. What Aloch is, we spoke about it at the beginning, that if you daven Ma'ariv early, it's preferable to say Krishma over. So here, anyway, it was very late. So they were in a B'di'evadiga situation. So Rav Gamliel said, you said Krishma anyway, early in the night. So if it's before the Amud HaShachar, you could say it over. If it's after the Amud HaShachar, and it's anyway a B'di'evadiga time to say Krishma, doesn't pay to say it after the Amud HaShachar.